Sometimes when you coach, players make mistakes and coaches make up. And sometimes players have the best things to say. And I thought Jay Nankin said it best in our locker room. You know, he said, last year, these are games. We lost five games when we were leading in the last three, 4 minutes. Give Ohio State credit. We were up 13 or 12 or whatever we were up and looked like we were in control of the game. And they put pressure on us. We did not handle it very well. The turnovers is an absolute joke. So don't give any credit on the turnovers because if we don't stop doing that, it's going to get us. But as Jaden said, you know, we found a way to win the game. We went on an 8-0 run. We didn't turn the ball over the last 8 minutes of the game. We made some big free throws. Really proud of my team because it's Ohio State's been playing pretty good, and crowd really got into it there once they cut the lead. And I thought we had numerous guys that stepped up. I mean, Jeremy Fierce did an unbelievable job of running my team and guarding. At the end, we were switching on everybody. I thought we big play was Trey Holloman hadn't been shooting well. We ran a play to get the ball to Chase Richardson because we knew he could get into the paint and kicked it to the wing in front of us, and Trey hit a big three. Those kind of plays, a couple offensive rebounds are big plays. I didn't think we rebounded very well. I give them credit. They really, I thought they got to more loose balls than we did. And I thought our turnovers, those were two negatives. We didn't shoot well, but for the most part, between Book and Jaden, and we had some good shots, we just missed them. So big win for us to come on the road and win a game like this, especially the way it went. Some disappointing things, but as my man Jimmy Jackson said, an ugly win is better than a pretty loss, so I'll take it.
And then took a punch. The response you saw from them sort of in that moment when they took the lead back and after they took that control away.
It's interesting. If you could be in huddles, you know, like I was upset with Book. You know, he wasn't going after the ball and challenged them. And he had those two big plays in a row, you know, steal, coast to coast, three-point play. Then he had the big dunk. And, God, that's what you hope. You hope guys will respond. I just told Book I'm mad at him because – he makes me get mad at him before he goes sometimes. And yet, I can stay mad at somebody. I've done it before. So if that's what needs to be done, I'll do it. But I thought he was big in that whole thing too, you know. But every guy made a play. You know, Book did. Cohen Carr, 7 for 8 from the line. Those of you that know what he's been through, you know, Trey makes the big shot after struggling all night. Jace makes the big pass and played really good defense. Shimon's our 8th. Different leading scorer, really played well early. But we had some trouble guarding some things and give them credit because I'm going to tell you right now, you know, we did a decent job on Royal. We did an incredible job on Thornton. I mean, he's a hell of a player. I really like him. And Mobley's been playing well, and we did a decent job on him too. So where we didn't is they got some rebounds that bothered me, Stewart. I thought Stewart played hard as hell, and he got some big rebounds.
Wondering about early first half, early second half, going inside over and over again, and the job that Jackson did in establishing a tone, but then Zapala, the late half, and then carrying it over.
Yeah, you know, we did try to go in there. Give John credit. What they did is they started doubling it, and we did not handle that real well. They hadn't been doing that much. And yet that big pass that Jackson made to Cohen underneath the basket late was kind of a really important play. So I didn't think we handled it well early in the double teams. I thought we handled it better late. They did a good job too. I mean, he mixed things up and they just went a stretch where they couldn't buy a shot. Probably took a couple shots that he didn't like. My guys took a couple shots I didn't like. We won the game and I'm gonna go home happy.
That stretch about 7 minutes into the second half where things kind of went downhill there and your team started to lose that lead. I assume you want to see a better response from your guys in a situation like that, but what exactly has to change for them to weather that a little better?
Well, there was a couple things that happened during that stretch. We had a couple big turnovers and some of them for touchdowns. Can't even defend them. They got two offensive rebounds. They scored a 3 and a 2 on that. You know, I didn't think our effort was very good there. I was disappointed in that. But all in all, I still think we did some good things. It's not an easy team to cover when they go with that smaller lineup. And, you know, they at times, you know, Royal is a hard guy to cover because he can play the three, he can play the four, his strength, his first step. So I just think we got sloppy. I thought a little lazy, which I hate to say that, but it wasn't that we weren't getting rebounds. They got all the loose rebounds. They got all the loose balls. Give credit to them for that.
You and Auburn have done the best job this season of just taking Bruce Thornton kind of out of the game. You touched on it a little bit. What does it take to do that? And you don't play them again, so can you give us some idea what goes into that?
Yeah, yeah. You guard him well and you pray he don't make shots. But, you know, I mean, I think we were stepping up on those ball screens and we were impacting them. And Jeremy Fears just did a hell of a job. So did a couple other guys. But, I mean, he did dog him. And I love Thornton. I think he's one of the best guards in the league. And so I really like Thornton. And yet I think it was by committee. And at the end we were switching everybody on him. And we kind of kept it all together. And I don't know. I don't know if it was us or him. I have to watch the film. Probably a little combination of both. But we did want to have six eyes on him at all times. You know, it wasn't the Jordan rules, but it was close.
About a third of the way of the season now, maybe you haven't loved everything, but with Shimona, what he's given you guys over this year, maybe compared to what you thought originally, is it more? Is it about what you, is this what you pictured when you got him?
Oh, no, I think he's done a hell of a job. I think, you know, Doug and Saadi, they work with those bigs, and those bigs are getting better, you know. I mean, you know, Coop wasn't as effective tonight, but he was effective early, stepping up on ball screens. Shimon did an unbelievable job early, stepping up on ball. Book did a better job on it, and that was a critical part of stopping Thornton or keeping him out of the lane. You know, our big thing was we wanted to keep him out of the lane, and that's not easy to do. He's strong, he's quick, he's athletic. And Shimon had a lot to do with that stepping up. And Jeremy just threw some great lobs to him. Got some good offensive rebounds a couple times. And, yeah, he's playing better. I mean, makes us better. And yet we still have some depth in there. We can rotate guys.
Did you see him being this steady, I guess, when you first
picked him? I didn't see it at all. I mean, some guys have been surprises to me, too. And he's been one that every time it seems like every day right now he's getting a little quicker. He's getting a little better, able to step up on ball screens. He made that one nice move in the middle for a hook. That was a really nice move. He's starting to run for those lobs well, and we're hitting him on it. So, yeah, he's improving a lot. And I like Cohen, like, you know, Book still did some things, helped us win the game. But our guards in general, I thought, helped our bigs. Because we ran some ball screens. Jace came off a couple of them. You know, they were physical. And having a guy like Shimon helps.
You mentioned Cohen. And what are you seeing from improvement? Like today on the drive, kicks to Jeremy for an open three. Like that's just one little facet that I haven't seen before.
He's improving every day, you know. I mean, his shot isn't there yet. We all know that. We're not kidding anybody. He makes a couple threes. And, you know, I got people want me to set up three-point shots for him, you know, which shows you that fans are on dial a clue. But the guy, he kind of knows what he can do. If he's got a ready shoot shot, he can take it. But he's putting it on the floor so much better than a year ago. He's guarding so much better than a year ago. And he's making some plays. If I was disappointed in something for a guy who jumps and strong as he is, he's still not rebounding like I think he can. You know, like a Brandon Dawson or something like that, you know, where he's just got a nose for the ball. So that'll be something that we're going to work on a little bit, too.
We'll do two more, Matt and Chris. Tom, I was wondering, you guys played at Minnesota, but had that game in control pretty much most of the night. Tonight, they came back, take the lead late. What'd you see from your guys in this being really like kind of the first true road test?
Yeah, I saw what Jaden said. You know, there's no question we lose a game like this last year for whatever reasons. Maybe maturity, maybe it's guys rallying together. Maybe the coaches are doing a better job. Maybe all the above. But for the most part, Jaden said it, and I couldn't agree with him more. You know, what do I see? I see the huddles were were good. Guys were encouraging guys. See different guys stepping up. You know, I don't know. We made some plays without making a lot of shots. And, you know, it's disappointing because we've really shot well since we come back from Christmas. So I at least I feel good about that. My biggest concern right now, rebounding has been okay since we come back. Turnovers have been, wish it was HBO, bad.
Kind of along those lines, where are you at with your comfort level with both the physical and mental toughness of this team?
I'm growing. I'm not there yet. You know, I think physically when they really came at us today, I thought they slapped a lot of balls loose. You know, I'm complaining that they're fouls. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't, but give Ohio State credit. They came at us there. We got to get better at that. And mentally, you know, I think probably we're better mentally than physically. And we weren't bad in either one. We're making progress in both. But, yeah, we got work to do in both areas yet, if you ask me, along with those turnovers. Thank you, guys.
Bigs, you know, they threw him the ball a lot more off dump offs and stuff. So that's on us. We got to. No, it's not really on everybody. Guys got to crack down from the weak side. We got to do a better job in the ball screen. So, you know, credit to him for having a good game.
That comeback, that 3 or 4 minute comeback in the second half kind of coincided with a time when they weren't able to get him or Kohler the ball as much. Even though it ultimately didn't end up in a win, what adjustments did you guys make on him in the second half? Were you able to, you know, kind of stop him for that several minute stretch and get back into it?
I mean, we just made it a point that we weren't going to let him. We just weren't going to let the bigs get going anymore because ultimately that was what was getting us down, their rebound, offensive rebound, and getting second chance points, points in the paint. So during that run, we just really locked in on boxing them out, getting them out the paint, getting more defensive rebounds, and pushing the pace.
Sean, obviously with Aaron missing that time, you miss a chunk of building some of that chemistry we're talking about. But how comfortable are you and him playing together? I know you did some of that early in the season. We haven't seen a ton of that since he's been back, but what's the comfort level with you two on the court at the same time?
I mean, it's really comfortable.